Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. First and foremost, we would like to congratulate Michael Biantino from Germany for the excellent stewardship of our work. As Peter Singer recalled, the robot revolution has caused the major military revolution with the introduction of gunpowder and nuclear weapons. Nonetheless, this revolution includes a step above and beyond predecessors because it leads to a change in those who are using them. With lethal autonomous weapons, a distinction between weapons and war makers is being lost. The fabrication and use of lethal autonomous weapons brings new challenges to international law, as well as international humanitarian law and the international law pertaining to human rights. From the viewpoint of human rights, the fact that new arms systems decide over life and death bring many challenges to human dignity, to life, the right to physical integrity, the right to impartial judgment, and to peaceful assembly. From an ethical standpoint, in the decisions on the use of force, there must be a minimum threshold of human participation. The concept of decisive human control is an appropriate framework to set this ethical standard. When it comes to the implementation of international humanitarian law, we must underscore the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions when it comes to attacks. We need to ask ourselves whether the current legal framework is sufficient to regulate lethal autonomous weapons. International humanitarian law requires common sense, understanding of the intents behind persons' actions, and understanding of the values, as well as anticipating the direction in which new events are heading. The decisions on life and death in armed conflicts require compassion and intuition. Humans, in spite of the fact that they are fallible, have these qualities, whereas robots do not. Robots have a limited capacity to conduct qualitative judgments. It is true that these systems can conduct assessments in a more rapid and correct fashion, but they have restrictions on interpreting situations. When it comes to the rules of distinction and proportionality, the first thing we need to be seeking is the minimum impact on civilians preventing indiscriminate attacks. In other words, if the lethal autonomous systems cannot distinguish between combatants and civilians, their use would be illegal. We know that it's virtually impossible for a robot to establish whether someone is out of combat, is uninjured, etc. In current times, we have seen how many of the conflicts have become urbanized. In this type of environment, it's very difficult to distinguish between those who are directly participating in the hostilities, which can only be achieved by interpreting behavior. Thus, the lack of ability of lethal autonomous systems to interpret emotions would be far removed from the principle of distinction. The rule of proportionality means that the damage caused on civilians be measured up before the attack. This rule is based on many objective assessments. If an attack complies with the rule of proportionality, it should be looked at on a case-by-case basis. The objective value changes constantly during an armed conflict. Proportionality requires a great deal of common sense and good faith. We believe that it is very difficult, if not impossible, for robots to be able to acquire these qualities. Another point that we'd like to mention is that of responsibility. If robots cannot be called to be accountable, who can be responsible for their decisions? The responsibility for the production, use, and deployment of lethal autonomous weapons are incumbent upon the states using them. In the case of individual responsibility, there must be a chain of responsibility which is unequivocal in nature, which controls the deployment of these weapons. When we talk about lethal autonomous weapons, we also should mention the Martens Clause. This is a principle recognized in international humanitarian law, which particularly pertains to the principle of humanitarian principle in armed conflicts. This means that human decision to use lethal force cannot be delegated to an autonomous system. A human decision based on the use of force is inherently arbitrary, and any use of this are deprivations of liberty. When it comes to a machine deciding upon life and death, is unacceptable from an ethical, legal, and social standpoint. There must be an inclusion of decisions taken. That is why my delegation would advocate for a preventive type approach for the prevention of the acquisition, production, deployment, and use of lethal autonomous weapons. We believe that it's necessary to convene, as of 2017, a group of governmental experts, which is open-ended, to discuss the possibility of drafting a protocol to the convention. We could base ourselves on the experience of Protocol 4. We believe that the CCW is an appropriate forum to discuss this topic. In fact, it is the only one. Thank you very much.